or something, he said. There's no air. That's why there's no sound. All the little bits of air sort of knock together like marbles. That's how you get sound, you know?
Is it? Gosh.
So we're surrounded by absolutely nothing, said Rincewind. Total nothing. He hesitated. There's a word for it, he said. It's what you get when there's nothing left and everything's been used up.
Yes, I think it's called the bill, said Eric.
Rincewind gave this some thought. It sounded about right. Okay, he said. The bill. That's where we are. Floating in absolute bill. Total, complete, rock-hard bill. Astfigel was going frantic now. He had spells that could find anyone, anywhere, anywhen, and they weren't anywhere. One minute he was watching them on the beach, the next, nothing. That left only two other places. Fortunately, he chose the wrong one first.
Even some stars would be nice, said Eric.
There's something very odd about all this, said Rincewind. I mean, do you feel cold?
No.
Well, do you feel warm?
No, I don't feel anything much, really.
No hot, no cold, no light, no heat, no air, said Rincewind. Just bill. How long have we been here?
Don't know. Seems like ages, but...
Aha. I'm not sure there's any time either. Not what you'd call proper time. Just the kind of time people make up as they go along.
Well, I didn't expect to see anyone else here, said a voice by Rincewind's ear. It was a slightly put-upon voice, a voice made for complaining in, but at least there was no hint of menace.
Rincewind let himself float around. A little rat-faced man was sitting cross-legged, watching him with vague suspicion. He had a pencil behind one ear.
Ah, hello, said Rincewind. And where is here, exactly?
Nowhere. Sole point, isn't it?
Nowhere at all.
Not yet. All right, said Eric. When is it going to be somewhere?
Hard to say, said the little man. Looking at the pair of you and taking one thing with another, metabolic rates and all that, I'd say this place is due to become somewhere in, well, give or take a bit, in about 500 seconds.
He began to unwrap the pack in his lap. Fancy a sandwich while we're waiting?
What? Would I?
At this point, Rincewind's stomach, aware that if his brain was allowed to make the running it was in danger of losing the initiative, cut in and prompted him to say, What sort?
Search me. What sort would you like it to be?
Sorry?
Don't mess about. Just say what sort you'd like it to be.
Oh? Rincewind stared at him.
Well, if you've got egg and cress...
Let there be egg and cress sort of thing, said the little man.
He reached into the package and proffered a white triangle to Rincewind.
Gosh, said Rincewind. What a coincidence.
It should be starting any minute now, said the little man. Over... Not that they've got any proper directions sorted out yet, of course. Not them. There.
All I can see is darkness, said Eric.
No, you can't, said the little man triumphantly. You're just seeing what there is before the darkness has been installed sort of thing.
He gave the not-yet darkness a dirty look.
Come on, he said. Why are we waiting? Why are we waiting?
Waiting for what? Said Rincewind.
Everything.
Everything what? Said Rincewind.
Everything, not everything what. Everything sort of thing.
Astfigel peered around through the swirling gas clouds. At least he was in the right place. The whole point about the end of the universe was that you couldn't go past it accidentally. The last few embers winked out. Time and space collided silently and collapsed. Astfigel coughed. It can get so very lonely when you're 20 million light-years from home.
Anyone there? He said.
Yes.
The voice was right by his ear. Even demon kings can shiver.
Apart from you, I mean, he said. Have you seen anybody?
Yes.
Who?
Everyone.
Astfigel sighed.
I mean anyone recently.
It's been very quiet, said Death.
Damn.
Were you expecting someone else?
I thought there might be someone called Rincewind, but Astfigel began.
Death's eye sockets flared red.
The wizard, he said.
No, he's a deep...
Astfigel stopped. For what would have been several seconds, had time still existed,